Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I think, you know, early on, Kjaer and Christian were out there and looked like, again, they're playing on opposite sides, so, but it looked like they were holding their own out there and doing some good things and taking what they practiced to the game field, which is good to see. And then you saw Blackshear at the end. I mean, he gave us some juice. He was different. And so all the way through the game, rookies were making contributions. TB had the touchdown there on defense, which was fun to watch. And so, yeah, overall looked good.
Bills head coach Sean McDermott. Good morning. Jeremy White, Jody Biasi. How are you today? And we're taking your calls, 803-0550. What's your thought about the first preseason game? You know, throwing in a take here and there as you can, while also trying to maintain the preseason pledge, which I did tweet out the updated version over the weekend, Joe, of the preseason pledge, if you'd like to take it. Would everyone like to take this pledge right now with me? You don't have to. I'll give it to you. You decide if you want to stamp your...
I want to reread it real quick before doing it, but I think I have in the past.
It says, I, state your name, do solemnly swear before the football deities and Mother Momentum and Father Time that I shall not take any serious evaluation out of the preseason. No interceptions, nor touchdowns, nor vanilla schemes, no play calls, no scoreboards, nor killer instinct. I shall hope to only come out injury-free and toss everything else aside into the burning fire of Football Mountain's molten volcano of takes and wait for the start of real football. I have made a quick asterisk on this. This does not apply to gods like punts.
It does not apply to punts.
Does not apply to how far a man can kick a football. Hmm. That's real. You kick a field goal from 90 yards in the preseason, that counts. You kick a field goal, a punt, but the rest of it, penalties. Today, right now on SportsCenter, the Cowboys committed 17 penalties in their first preseason game. Are they worried? The Bengals gave up a bunch of sacks to the Cardinals. Uh-oh. Like, it's just, you know, you take what you can get out of it. You hope to come out healthy. The Bills did that. Healthy. One down, two to go. And reality is probably one to go for most of their starters. I don't want to say we don't care about some of them, but the big names, not a lot played against Indianapolis. And I would expect not a lot to play against Denver. You know, here's the preseason. The Bills they've got 9 wins in a row. And I think it's important to point out, you know, those guys that play in the game, sure they want to win. A.J. McCarron's comeback against the Bears stands out. And his comments about that, they traded him right afterwards. But is Frank Reich worried? He played his starting defense and some of his starting offense, his quarterback at least. Did they get a glimpse into their seasons falling apart? I don't think so at all.
No.
I mean, they might lose to the Bills on their best day anyway.
Is there a cycle too here where that maybe even it's been created before? If you play well in the preseason, it's, oh, we're ready for the season, and, oh, look, we're looking good, we're fired up. And if you look bad in the preseason as well, it's only the preseason.
Yes, that's exactly how it works.
Yeah.
So it's best
to tell you all you need to know about how much stock you take in it.
Yeah.
The Bills got beat 40 to nothing yesterday. Would we sound any different today?
I wouldn't.
I wouldn't want to. I don't think I would either.
I wouldn't.
Some people might. Depends how it would look, I guess.
The only thing about the preseason, the games that are different than practice, is in practice, no matter what happens, like the blue and red scrimmage or the blue and red practice, when they do the blue and red, you're always happy. An interception is good because the defense made the interception.
Right.
A touchdown is good because the offense scored the touchdown. Your offense against your defense, no matter what happens, on some level it's good.
Right.
When you throw an interception, well, now the Colts defense got that one, so that's obviously not as good. So, you know, it is what it is. I do think there are some battles, some things to watch. Sal mentioned Isaiah Hodgins and Jake Kumerow, who's going to win that roster spot. Maybe Hodgins can push him out. Kumerow had a big fumble. It's the kind of thing these football coaches, you know, they're going to care about. And Hodgins, if they want a little more depth on the outside, he's a guy they've drafted and slowly developed, and the head coach flat out praised him individually. So, you know, there are things to learn, but, you know, penalties, you went through the guys that committed the penalties, turnovers, just not focused on it too much. And each year, it's you know, it's like we all warm up our football take part of our brain, so we just throw some takes out there. All that said, you know, if there's something you had, you can join us and give us a call. 803-0550. We'll go to Curtis. Curtis, good morning. You're on WGR.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing today?
We're doing great.
Good.
You know what? You were just saying your football take. Dion warmed up my football take, his what he just said. And I didn't hear that till this morning. I would love to have a cup of coffee with him and ask him, based on what he said, did you change the game? Did you make an impact? And not changing, having to change the color jacket. Then shouldn't Steve and Dion have the same color jacket today? Because Steve changed the game. He made an impact. The game plan for him. Watch out for number 89. But yet, he's not in. And, well, as soon as I just started thinking about that, listening to him. And I'll hang up and listen to you guys. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Curtis. You're talking about, we played a clip, Deion Sanders talking about too many guys in the Hall of Fame, and you should only be in if you change the game. It does get to be a tough term to really nail down, right? Like,
yeah.
Trying to think of a Hall of Famer I want to bring up here.
That changed the game?
Did they all change the game? Did Jim Kelly change the game? Did Dan Marino? Did John Elway? Did every single Hall? Did Troy Aikman? Did they all change it?
No.
Or are they all great?
They were all great.
Yeah. Maybe not Aikman for, you know.
thank you.
I don't think it's that one for you.
That's a good
but
correction.
But did Barry Sanders change the game, or was he just great? I mean, did other running backs try?
How many guys changed the game?
Sure. How many guys really changed it? That's harder to do. Did Deion Sanders change it? When you use that phrase, I think we all know what you mean. Lawrence Taylor. There's one that probably did, right? Change the game. You know, like different guys have different.
Did Jerry Rice change the game, or was he just the best receiver who ever played? At like doing it the way other guys do it, just right. He was better at it.
Right. There are guys that have indeed changed the game, and some of them weren't Hall of Famers.
I might even want to put, you mentioned Barry Sanders. Like when you said him, I thought you were going to go the other way on that. That like him. I didn't watch him live, but reversing field the way he did and, like, the aggression that he ran the ball with, like, in terms of, like, which direction he was going and the juking ability, I don't know, like, maybe that was someone that could have done it that way, but that shouldn't be the minimum requirement for me. That, like, because there's going to be 10 guys in the Hall of Fame.
Well,
and I don't want as many guys that are in there now, but 10 to 20 or whatever, like, that's... It's not what I think you should be going on. It's just that strictly.
Right. And on Steve Tasker, real quickly, like I don't think the reason Steve is not in is because he wasn't good enough at what he did.
Mm-hmm.
I think the voters just don't value that specific job enough. Right?
Yeah. Clearly. Because we're in Buffalo, so I don't know if there's another name to debate here, but isn't he always referred to as the greatest special teams player of all time?
I mean, is Matthew Slater going to get in? He's the best special teams player probably in the NFL of the last 10 years.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't expect him to get in.
I think Tasker being in is definitive proof that they don't value it.
Yeah.
Because if they did, he'd be in. He would have been in a while ago
right,
if they did.
Right. So I don't think it's a personal thing or anything about his ability or his contribution. I think it's they think the contribution isn't enough. And on the change the game point, I think this is kind of an interesting conversation. Like, think of the quarterbacks of today and how important it is to be mobile. Who are the guys that changed it to be that way? Fran Tarkenton, Steve Young, Randall Cunningham.
Eventually, Michael Vick.
Michael Vick's not in the Hall of Fame.
And he shouldn't be.
Nope. But he definitely changed the game.
Yeah.
So sometimes that phrase, I think, can be, again, like we all know what it means, but not everybody that's in there changed it.
Does Deion think he did?
Like, you know, he probably thinks, and I would
he probably
say
thinks he did.
I
right?
think he's on the short list. He probably did. He was the, I mean, you might even say just from the prime time, the flair, the personality.
Yeah.
The punt, high stepping, punt returns. Highlight reel, pick six. I mean, he locked down a side of the field. He's absolutely an all-time great.
Yeah.
When you think about change the game, here's a like Dick LeBeau. There's a guy that he changed the game. Zone blitzing schemes. Like,
yeah.
You know, if you invent something, Bill Walsh.
Mm-hmm.
There's a guy. Did it. Not every coach changes it as much as he did, but
I don't want to rail against Dick Vermeil, but that's just how that guy's in the Hall of Fame. Like, something's got to change. Like, I'm not... Did he invent something that I don't know of about coaching and scheme or whatnot? 500, six playoffs out of 15 seasons in one Super Bowl. Just, poof. And the number that you rattled off to me, I don't remember if this was on air or not, the guys that got in the Hall of Fame, the amount of guys that got in the last 2 years, 3 years?
Yeah.
Like, 36 guys?
36 guys have made it in the last 16 months, which is about as many as made it in the 70s.
I mean, maybe the Hall of Famers themselves might be beginning to realize this. It's kind of a business, right? Like, it's who are the guys that are going to get people to come here and buy tickets and they're mm-hmm. going to be interested in, and, like, we're a business here. Like, the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And, you know, Eli Manning is always the guy for me for this. If the voters decided, I guess it's the voter, so it's a little bit different than, like, if the organization itself was deciding who was in and out. But they'll want Eli Manning in, even if they might think in their heart of hearts, he was never one of the best quarterbacks in football when he was playing, as he deserved to be in here. The more valuable piece to them will be, we put Eli Manning in the Hall of Fame, how much attention gets drawn to it, how much time does it get spent on TV, how many fans come to watch his enshrinement ceremony, because they were huge Giants fans.
Yeah. For me, and it's tough, you know, the afternoon show did the Hall of Fame rejection committee, which I loved as a thing to kick people out one by one. There are plenty of people in the hall, any hall, and hockey Hall of Fame, football Hall of Fame, that you don't remember, you didn't see. I'm older than you. There are plenty of guys in the Hall of Fame I never saw play.
Yeah.
The guy that I did see play, I don't say like this is the first guy for me where it's like, oh, that's not right. Curtis Martin should not be in the Hall of Fame. I watched Curtis Martin play a lot.
Yeah. No?
Played a lot of years. Carried the ball a lot. I don't know why he's in the Hall of Fame. that's the thing. Like, that's, everybody's got their own opinion, and there's always going to be a what? Who? Okay. I watched that guy play, and I guess he's in. You know, that's mine. I'm sure that there'll be a guy. Now that we're where we are now, if Philip Rivers gets in,
yeah,
there'll be people that think, really? If he goes in, you got six other quarterbacks that got to go ahead of him. Eli is your guy. Matt Ryan. What if Matt Ryan wins a bunch of games with the Colts, goes to one more Super Bowl? Is he getting in? And Matt Ryan's numbers on like these Hall of Fame meters are pretty close.
Yeah, he's like going to be, when his career's over, he's going to be like top five in everything.
Is Matthew Stafford going to make the Hall of Fame? I think he is. Now that he's got a Super Bowl, he's going to put up a couple more monster number seasons.
I think I looked this up right after he won the Super Bowl. He is tracking towards being he has a shot at being the NFL's all-time passer by the time he's done. I mean, he's certainly in if he does that.
Yep.
But I think he'd have to play till 40 and almost maintain what he's been doing the last 5 years to get there. But yeah, I think Stafford's in. I think he won a Super Bowl. And he's probably going to have a couple more really nice years with the Rams. So that's factored into it. If he ended his career right now, is he in? Maybe the answer is no.
No, I don't think he's in.
But he's 32, and he's got 4 years minimum maybe coming up with a great Rams team.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that on its own should probably be enough to get him in, assuming that it'll go well for him in the next 4 years or whatever.
Continue connecting with our fans, brought to you by the law firm of Gelbert and O'Connell. We take your personal injury case personally. AJ in Orchard Park, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. How about you?
Not too bad. I just had two thoughts. One was on Matt Araiza's actually first hold. If you check it out on slow motion, he catches the ball, laces are in, and he turns it out. So I guess that was the one thing I was checking out in preseason.
Okay.
You mentioned this, Joe. There was one bad snap, you thought.
There was one bad snap that he picked up off the dirt, and then I thought it was laces out. So maybe I'll have to watch it back just to double check. But
anyway, AJ, go ahead. Yeah. You had something else?
Yeah. I wish you can adjust for inflation when you're looking at stats. So, you know, passing yards obviously are increasing as you go on. So Matt Stafford, Matt Ryan, huge numbers. But
yep.
If you could adjust for inflation, and Super Bowls would count as, I guess, more now because it's harder to make it to the Super Bowl and win it this day and age.
Just with more teams, you mean?
Yeah, more teams, more injuries, more games, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Matthew Stafford, by the way, one Pro Bowl.
Thanks, AJ.
In his career.
One Pro Bowl.
Is that going to be a thing where, like...
Mac Jones, one Pro Bowl.
One Pro Bowl, right. Tyrod Taylor, one Pro Bowl. Trevor Siemian, ooh, I don't know if he counts. I know he turned down a Pro Bowl invite once.
I don't think I can ever count the Pro Bowl.
No, I don't think I want to either, but I feel like it would be something that gets mentioned.
Do you only get it on your resume if you go, or if you turn it down, are you a Pro Bowler?
Let me look up Siemian, because every year the Pro Bowl comes around, I tweet out the image. There's the picture of a headline, Trevor Siemian turns down invitation to Pro Bowl. And if I go to his Pro Football Reference page,
he regrets that.
He does not have a Pro Bowl appearance. Yeah. He's so, Trevor Siemian. Go to the Pro Bowl.
Right.
You
could have a jersey in your house that's a Pro Bowl jersey with a name on it.
You can introduce yourself forever as Pro Bowl quarterback Trevor Siemian.
That's right.
Like you're not going to the Hall of Fame, dude. Like you're not gonna aspire to be Hall of Famer Trevor Siemian. You're not gonna do better than Pro Bowl quarterback Trevor Siemian. Stafford, by the way, I looked up so I found this tweet. He's 34 right now. On his current pace, when he would retire and where he would land on the all-time passing list. At 37, he'd finish 7th. If he goes to 40, he would get to 2nd all-time in the passing list. If he goes to 42 at his current pace, he'd be 1st all-time. So probably not going to get a good shot at first. But he could finish his career 2nd all-time in passing. And even if he's got one Pro Bowl appearance, if he finishes 2nd all-time in passing, isn't he in the Hall of Fame with a Super Bowl championship?
I think so. Sometimes, you know, we started this conversation on the Hall of Fame on change the game. Another way people like to use what's it supposed to be is, can you tell the story of the game without this person? And the answer to that for a lot of Hall of Famers is like, definitely yes. I could tell the story of football without Michael Irvin. But... you know, he's in the Hall of Fame. He was a first ballot Hall of Fame guy. You know,
first or second?
I thought he was first. Maybe not. He's a guy that, to our last caller about inflation, I mean, Michael Irvin's numbers back then, he was one of the best. Right now, doesn't stack up. Doesn't have the stat line that would make you say, wow, definite Hall of Famer. But if you watched him play, you know, he was a big part of that team, obviously, and one of the premier receivers in the league for a good stretch.
Do you know how well do you know the list of first ballot Hall of Famers? I think you have it on Irvin. Irvin was in 2005.
Yeah.
Doesn't that feel like that should be a pretty exclusive club?
First ballot?
First ballot Hall of Famers.
Sure.
And there have been, let me make sure I have this list right. 2021. This past year, this might be the wrong list. I've got 4 first ballot Hall of Famers last year. Charles Woodson, Peyton Manning, Calvin Johnson, Jared Allen.
Those are all, I mean.
Jared Allen hasn't gotten in. Okay, so let me get the right list.
Those are first year eligible?
That maybe it's first year eligible that I'm looking at, yeah. Patrick Willis, Reggie Wayne, Troy Polamalu the year before. Reggie Wayne's not in. Okay, let me get back to this.
All right. 803-0550. Hey, is your garage door ugly? Win a brand new door from Clopay. Enter for your chance to win the Hamburg Overhead Door Ugliest Garage Door Contest. A grand prize winner will be picked on September 2nd. Enter by Sunday, the 28th at WGR550.com. 803-0550 to be a part of the show. I'm actually taking off a little early today. Joe's in the rest of the way. Extra points on the way with Sal. What do you got, a Jets guest coming up at 9 o'clock?
Brian Costello at 9 o'clock.
Boy, let me tell you, that Zach Wilson, that 24 hours, that his knee was maybe bad.
Yeah.
I mean, how big of a bullet do they dodge there, waiting another year to learn anything about Zach Wilson? To me, that's the biggest thing.
I think that's the bullet you dodged.
Is that you didn't have to wait. You're going to get to see him this year.
Right.
I mean, it's not like their season was going up in flames.
Well, like the coach and GM, and I'll talk about this with Brian at 9. It feels like with him healthy, couldn't they get a second crack at a quarterback?
Yes.
Maybe not a rookie. Like, maybe they don't get that much time, but if they want to go sign Kirk Cousins
Garoppolo
next offseason, couldn't they do that? Like, sure. But if Wilson gets hurt, it's you kill a year, however best you can, and then
you come back next year.
And it's Zach Wilson or bust for you.
And all the same questions are still there.
Yeah.
So that's the bullet they dodged. All right, 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550 to be a part of it here on WGR.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave. I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Again, situationally, to be in those moments of the game, whether you're a coach, a player, that's hard to, and we try, it's hard to simulate in practice. You guys are out of practice. You see what we try to do situationally. That's a great experience for Matt there. And then being able to flip the field like that was huge. And so I thought he was pretty consistent throughout the night in what he did. I thought Matt Hawk had a good punt early there with the pooch situation.
Pooch punt. It's a great football term. Right? That's an elite football term. What are the football terms you'll never hear in day-to-day life? Isn't that number one? Pooch punt? You would never hear that in day-to-day life. But you'll hear it there. And it sounds completely normal. The punting from Saturday is just, I mean, it's all Matt Araiza. Like, he mentions Matt Hawk there. Sean McDermott, by the way, from post-game on Saturday. But I think Matt Hawk is probably just doing his best to earn a opportunity somewhere else. Be the best teammate possible, help Araiza, be a mentor, do the best you can punting in the preseason so that when someone's punter muffs a kick or drops a snap in week one, then you're going to be their guy by week two and the rest of the season. So I think that's probably what's going on there with Matt Hawk. I think Araiza is most likely the Bills guy. 803-0550 is the phone number. Joe DiBiase taking you the rest of the way up to 10 o'clock when I'll be on the Extra Point Show with Sal. So I'll be here till 12, just hanging out. But it's Howard and Jeremy, officially, for the next hour and a half. We've been talking about the Hall of Fame, and I kind of want to keep rolling with that. Maybe we'll even kick some people out of the Hall of Fame coming up in a little bit. But the exclusivity of it, the bar being lowered by the voters in the Hall of Fame and the league, just in concert in the last couple of years and decades even. Let's go to Larry in Clarence, who is calling in right now. Larry, you've got a Hall of Fame take?
Yeah, absolutely. How you doing, Joe?
Pretty good. How about you?
Good. My take was always, you know, if you have to have your agent or somebody do like a big campaign for you, and it takes like five whatever years, you really, at that point, should you be in the Hall of Fame? I think your actions on the field should kind of speak for themselves. And here's a little hot take, I guess. I always thought, why not just have, instead of every year a Hall of Fame vote or every year have people enter the Hall of Fame, have it just for the decade. So you pick a 53-man roster for the 60s, a 53-man roster for the 70s, the 80s, the 90s. Every decade from here on going forward just has their 53, which you thought was the 53 best players. You could do it by position or just players in general. And that's it. I mean, at that point, you know, once the 60s team is done, it's done, and so on and so forth.
I think, thanks for the call, Larry. I like that. In theory, I love that. In fact, they do kind of do that already with their all-decades teams that they do, but they do just pick one starter, I believe, for each position. So Larry's idea is different, where you're going a whole 53-man roster, and I do like that a lot. The reason, and Larry probably knows this too, the reason it won't happen is once-a-decade ceremonies and once-a-decade selling tickets, once-a-decade, you know, being a destination. I mean, I mentioned this last segment. Canton, the Hall of Fame, like, it's a business. At the end of the day, it's a business. They've built a building. They have built a stadium. They have built a stage, and they've built a whole experience for people to travel to Canton, Ohio to buy tickets to. It's a money-making. It's not, you know, it's not the NFL. It's not Disney World. They're not making billions of dollars or anything, but, you know, it's a money-making organization, the Pro Football Hall of Fame. So that's the reason why they wouldn't do what Larry's saying, but I do like this. I like this a lot. A 53-man roster for each decade. Not even just starters, 53-man roster. Because then, by the way, that would be how you get to, hey, let's get some special teams involvement here. If that's how it would be taking place, I think Steve Tasker would be in the Hall of Fame, wouldn't he? Or would they just put in the five best receivers? I don't know. For each decade. 803-0550 is the phone number. Thanks for the call, Larry. It's Getting Connected with Our Fans, brought to you by Gelber and O'Connell. We take your personal injury case personally. Brian on a cell phone, you're on Howard and Jeremy. What's up, Brian?
Hey there. Hi there. I love the show, just so you know.
Thanks.
I disagree with removing people from the Hall of Fame. I think it's a lifelong earned honor that should not be snatched from somebody, you know, just because all the passing yards have gone up and all that stuff. But I live across the river from right where the first NFL game was ever started, in Rock Island, Illinois.
Okay.
But, you know, when they say the Bears and the Packers are the oldest rivalry?
Yeah.
Well, back in the day, 1906, Jim Thorpe? I don't know if he's a Hall of Famer, but that would kind of like take away his, you know, his pride and fame from back then. You know what I mean?
I do. Thanks for the call, Brian. I think Jim Thorpe, by the way, is in the Hall of Fame. I don't know that off the top of my head. I'd be stunned if he wasn't. I'm not saying maybe you have to make a rule here. Like, can you only do it after they pass away? Jim Thorpe is in the Hall of Fame, by the way. He's also on the all 1920s team. So they do those all-decade teams, and Thorpe is in for the 1920s. Maybe you wait until they've passed away, but then take it away from it. I don't know. Is that more disrespectful to do it that way? I don't know. I think, for me, the best way to do a Hall of Fame is to just put in the best number of individuals possible and not worry about hurting feelings. But I do recognize that that will never happen because people don't want to hurt other people's feelings. You don't want to take, you know, Andre Reed out of the Hall of Fame if an amazing receiver comes up, or Chris Carter out of the Hall of Fame, because then you've got to look them in the eyes and tell them, hey, you're not in anymore. So I get it. It's supposed to be an honor that lasts forever, but there's a middle ground between having to kick people out and letting everybody in. There's a middle ground in striking the right balance, I don't think is what they're doing right now. But I'm not actually putting people in the Hall of Fame. I'm not actually taking people out of the Hall of Fame. So I'm just sitting here in a chair talking into a microphone, and I'm wanting to kick people out. So let's do it. Let's fire up some NFL music, Corey, and let's kick people out of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Specifically, the last 2 years, which have seen 36 new inductees. 36. I think it's up to us to decide who actually deserved it and who didn't. So, all right, let's kick people out. Let's start with this past Hall of Fame class that just went. Tony Boselli. By the way, Corey and I are young, so roll your eyes. Go ahead. There are a lot of these guys that we did not see play. We'll start, though, with Tony Boselli, who retired in 2001. 91 games played is all, which is the lowest, I believe, by any Hall of Famer in a couple of years. So Tony Boselli. Tony Boselli, a Hall of Famer to you?
Well, should there be like a game limit, do you think? Like, you have 100? To play a certain amount of games?
Do you got to get to 100 games?
Should that be a stipulation for the Hall of Fame? Does that matter?
I'm usually more about the player's peak than the longevity.
Okay.
So I think I'm going to say no.
Okay.
I'm going to side with Bruce Smith on this one. Bruce Smith wrote a lengthy 4-page Instagram post on why Tony Boselli isn't a Hall of Famer. I'm going to side with Bruce Smith. I'm going to trust him. Tony Boselli, out of the Hall of Fame. Kicking him out. You good on that?
If Bruce Smith said it, I'm okay with it.
That's right. All right, Cliff Branch. Cliff Branch, wide receiver, 72 to 1985. My first thought is, if you retired in 1985 and it takes till 2022 to get in, I'm probably not thinking you're a Hall of Famer. Cliff Branch, 2 1,000-yard seasons in that 13-year career. 13-year career, and you had 2 1,000-yard seasons. Different era, but I don't think so, man. I don't think so. I don't think you're in the Hall of Fame at that. Now, if I could look up the all-time receiving list real quick, Cliff Branch, where would he rank with only 2 1,000-yard receiving lists? Branch ranks 82nd behind Joe Horn and Terry Glenn, Ricky Prohl, Mark Clayton, Travis Kelce, Vincent Jackson. No, Cliff Branch is not a Hall of Famer, in my opinion. So I am kicking Cliff Branch out of the Hall of Fame. How about Leroy Butler? Some of these I'm just not going to be able to know. I have no idea how good Leroy Butler was. 1990 to 2001. Is Leroy Butler a Hall of Famer? 4-time All-Pro, 4-time Pro Bowler, Super Bowl champion with the Packers, all 90s team. No, that's a pretty good resume.
He played 10 years in a row and didn't miss a single game.
That's also pretty strong. And they were all first-team All-Pros, by the way. Not second-team. He was a 4-time first-team All-Pro. 4-time Pro Bowler as well. All right, Leroy Butler. I'm going to go with Hall of Famer. We're going to keep him in. Sam Mills, 1986 to 1997, linebacker. This is still the 2022 class. We're kicking out the guys that just got in. Sam Mills, five-time Pro Bowler, one All-Pro nomination in 1996 as a 37-year-old with Carolina. Not sure I want to take that away from him just because it was later in his career. I'm going to kick him out. Sam Mills, you're out. One All-Pro. Are you one of the best linebackers of all time? Are you even in the conversation? No? Then you're not in the Hall of Fame. No Sam Mills. Out. Richard Seymour. I'm in a very anti-Patriots mood the last couple of weeks, so I'm going to be willing to listen to Richard Seymour is not in the Hall of Fame. For him, seven-time Pro Bowler, three-time All-Pro, the all-2000s Hall of Fame team for the NFL. Never had a double-digit sack season. Although, correct me if I'm wrong, Corey, you might be a little young for him because he retires, what, 2011? I think he was more of a run-stopping type of defensive lineman than necessarily a pass rusher. In fact, he played a lot inside. He was listed as the starting defensive tackle for New England in 2003 and 2009, 2010, 11, 12, so maybe more of a complete all-around D lineman than just a simple pass rusher that only cares about sacks. I'll go with in. If you're on the all decades team, I think you're worthy. So Richard Seymour, I'm keeping in. Bryant Young, defensive tackle, 94 to 2007. Is Bryant Young a Pro Football Hall of Famer? One All-Pro nomination is all. Four Pro Bowls. The All-1990s team. Got a Comeback Player of the Year award in here as well. All-Decades team is pretty good. He had one first-team All-Pro. He had three second-team All-Pros. So, does that make him a four-time All-Pro nominee guy? 94 to 2007. There's a lot of longevity here. The All-Decades team is kind of tough to argue with. If you're on the All-Decades team, it's pretty strong. So I'm going to go Bryant Young is a yes. All right, that's your 2022 class. How many did we keep? We kept Leroy Butler. We kept Richard Seymour and Bryant Young. Three. That's not bad. Listen, it's not...
Three's a nice moderate number.
Right. Like, I know the event maybe isn't as worth going to for some people, and that's where the business aspect, the business part
of the
Hall of Fame counts.
Hey, the MLB Hall of Fame had one inductee this year, David Ortiz.
Love it. There doesn't have to be six people every year. But the Hall of Fame says there has to be six people every year because they are trying to sell tickets. Three. It should have been three this year. Leroy Butler, Richard Seymour, Bryant Young.
And also the Baseball Hall of Fame induction ceremony. The tickets are free.
Really?
Which is nice.
Should I double check that the Hall of Fame tickets do cost money? Wouldn't you imagine they do?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like every ticketed event costs money these days.
Yeah, they were $33 a person. $33 a person. Not free. And then parking was $10. So you were spending, if you and a family of four, you know, you grew up big Packer fans. Leroy Butler was your favorite player. You want to bring the wife and kids to Canton. They've never been. We're going to go to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. We're going to make a weekend of it. And we're going to go see Leroy Butler get inducted. You're spending over $150 just on tickets and parking. Excuse me. I don't know why I multiplied four. It wouldn't be four cars. But you're spending over $100, $130 to go to the event, let alone hotel and driving and all that. There's a lot of money involved here. So that's why there's not, that's why there is a minimum of guys that can get in. But I'm kicking three of them out. So, all right, 803-0550 is the phone number. I think we satisfied our Hall of Fame kicking out thing for today. I do have a point to make about the Bills running back group. We talked about it a little bit earlier. Zach Moss earning a role back on this Bills offense. Maybe even enough to be the Bills' number two running back to start the regular season. I've got a good comparable in numbers to back up why even if Zach Moss has a role, going into the regular season, I still think there will be enough touches for James Cook to do some damage. I'll explain later, and I have a good Bills comparable to a similar situation that they've had before and how it went and why I think you should still feel good about James Cook having a role, even if Zach Moss has one too. 803-0550 is the phone number. Joe DiBiase, Howard and Jeremy. Extra Point Show coming up at 10 here in WGR. Brian Costello talking Jets at 9.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I feel like I just try to take it day by day and just go out there and have fun with my teammates and just focus up. I don't try to look at, you know, the camp battles and who's making the team, who's not. I just take it day by day and just go out there and play my best.
That's Bills wide receiver Isaiah Hodgins. He had a pretty nice game on Saturday. I do want to reiterate the point I made in the 6 o'clock hour, that while the one play he made was maybe the play of the game for the Bills, quick release, head fake, avoids the contact from the cornerback off the line of scrimmage and gets the cleanest release you'll see. He beats the corner. He has the corner going the opposite way. He heads to the outside. And if you look at the replay from the back of the end zone, there's a point where the corner that's supposed to be covering Hodgins isn't even in the frame. And this is only a few yards off the line of scrimmage. By the time he looks up for the ball, the corner's back on him. And the corner is right there. Now, Hodgins makes an incredible catch. And I think that one play epitomizes what Isaiah Hodgins could be as a player, which is a great contested catch player that you can just throw the ball near him and he'll make the catch. But I think it also shows what his limitations are as a player. Because when you get the cleanest release possible, which he did on that play, and by the, like, you should be blowing by the corner. If Stephon Diggs has the release as clean as that, he's 10 yards past the corner when the ball is in the air. If, even let's use one of the depth guys, Marquez Stevenson. Now, maybe Stevenson is not as capable of that release as Hodgins is. I think that's maybe safe to say because he's so fast. If he did get a release like that, Stevenson is miles behind the corner when the ball is in the air. When Hodgins looks up for the ball, the corner is back on him. He just doesn't have the speed, I think, required to be an impact player on the outside. Is that the bar for him? No. He was a 6th-round pick 2 years ago that spends 2 years injured, practice squad. Now he's trying to play a different area of the field than he did in college. So the bar for him shouldn't be, oh, you've got to be the speedster, the guy that's getting way open down the field. No, I know that's not the bar for him, but that play, I do believe, shows his limitations. Because you should be getting open with a release like that, not having to make a contested catch when you burned the corner off the line of scrimmage. So that's where I'm at on Isaiah Hodgins. 803-0550 is the phone number. I got that running back point coming up in hour number two. Brian Costello from the New York Post coming up at 9:05-ish. There's a lot going on with the Jets. Zach Wilson's knee surgery, there's some uncertainty there, what they might do if it's more severe than they hope. There's supposed to be a surgery tomorrow that takes place on Zach Wilson. Just checking on the Jets coming up in the next segment. And also the NFL Top 100 list. We'll touch on that as we progress here as well. Joe DiBiase on Howard and Simon. We've got the Extra Point Show coming up at 10 o'clock. Sal will join me. And again, Brian Costello coming up to talk Jets next here on WGR.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.